say it twice. He didn't stutter. He didn't have to go back and correct none. He said it. Now whatever's been built on it or around it or in competition with it, it won't last. Tell somebody I'm already at rest. Tell them whatever you're going through, it's going to pass. You know, some of you have been around long enough. Anybody been around long enough, any length of time, ought to know. Our trials always pass. And we come back to what God has said. Tell somebody I'm doing this well. With my soul, I'm blessed. And I'm in favor. God said it. That settles it. Everything else is a lie. When the Bible says that God makes you an every man a liar. Let the devil be a liar in your face. So stop buying into the lies. He upholds all things by the power of his word. Get Hebrews 11 and 3. Everything God created and made is still managed by the sound that he left at the beginning. What did he tell man at the beginning? Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish. Subdue. Have dominion. Everything's still upheld and managed by that mandate. And ain't nothing going to change till man steps into it fully. Hebrews 11 and 3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We understand that the worlds were framed. You know, in most houses, in most structures, whether wood or metal or iron or rebar, whatever, before a building goes up, it must be framed. You don't just throw it up. There's a frame. The walls are framed. All the worlds. Any world. Every world. Your little world. Is framed by the word of God. We understand through faith that all these things, what's underneath them, is what God said that manages that. Are you still with me? Yeah. If we can find the exact frequency or tone, somebody say tone. Of this sound, we can recreate and remake things to their original state again. I'm here to tell you, we are on a cycle, and we have come out of an age called the church age. That don't mean stop going to church. We ain't in the church age, and there's no more church. No, church unusual. We've come out of the church age, and we've entered into an age of dominion. You see, the first mandate was to have dominion. And man forfeited that. But we are on a cycle to go back to that. The first Adam abdicated his throne through deception and gave power to an enemy who has been set on destroying the seed. And what did he do? Cain was of that wicked one, right? The seed of the devil. That was the devil's seed. And the devil's seed slew Abel. And then Adam and Eve had a son named Seth who was after their image. But the devil continued on. It wasn't enough just to get a line of his own seed. He said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to disrupt the whole gene pool. We're going to mess up mankind and destroy them. So
it summons a group of thousands of the angels. Go down. Take the daughters of men. Have sex with them. We're going to create another line that's going to destroy the gene pool. And they did. There were thousands of them that came down. So much so that before the flood of Noah, the world was in such a turmoil, and there were the Nephilim. You see, they were not human, and they were not angel. The devil created another line. Hello? And ultimately, this is why God destroyed everything. Because there was another gene pool. And God said, I gotta go and destroy everything. But what, see God in his genius. See, the mind of Christ will make you a genius. He saw way before this happened. See, God always sees way before it happens. I said, way eons, ages from eternity, he already saw. So if God already saw, he's already got a plan. And out of all the human races, the millions of people that were on the planet, not one, there was only one left. One left whose gene pool hadn't been disturbed. Who is still genetically a man. All the rest were disturbed with the giant seed. And so God sent, you know, the flood destroyed all that and reserved Noah. I like to say this, and I'm going off the page here for a minute. You know, the first rebellion and sin was in heaven.
That's right.
I don't know that we have a concept of what heaven is like, but there was a war in heaven. A lot of stuff was destroyed in heaven. And the enemy that headed up the rebellion was thrown out. You know what? God and his, this is my God's genius. See, there ain't no counsel against God. So God determined, you know what? I'll never allow this in heaven again. And you know what? See, the angels were created not in God's image, but with free will.
Yes, sir.
And Lucifer, the high-ranking archangel, through all the traffic and merchandising and stuff, and that's a whole other teaching, decided he wanted something different. He wanted more.
Yes, sir.
And so there was a rebellion. There was war in heaven. They fought. Lucifer was cast out, and the third of the angelic host that followed him. They weren't in the image of God. They were created by God. They were sons of God. So God did that, and he says, you know, I'll never have this in heaven again. You know how he's determined and solidify that? Anybody that goes to heaven now has to be born again.
That's right.
Even if you got free will, you got to have Jesus in you. So when you get there, the Jesus is in you. There's no need in a disagreement with the Jesus that's there. Even though you got free will, your will is now with God. You've been born again. See, he created another species. You got to understand that you're not just a human being. Having a spiritual experience. No, you were born on another seed. Satan defiled the gene pool. But when Jesus came, he brought his own seed. It wasn't the seed of a woman or a man or that combining egg and sperm. He brought his own seed. Eternal seed. We were born again, not of the flesh. Not of the will of man, not of the will of the flesh, but by God.
will. But they'll be just like me. Won't be no need, won't be no concern with any rebellion. No. Help me, Holy Ghost. And then I'm going to bring them back down to where I originally gave them to the earth. The earth is the Lord's. It is given to the children of men.
Amen.
That's my last portion.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody going that ain't got them in them. It don't matter how you go to church, how you pay your tithes, how you give to the poor, give your body to be burned. But you have not, God is love. It profits you nothing. Does somebody, all you got to do is born again. See, the first language that God gave to Adam was that of faith. See, God calls things that are not. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Let's look at that. The original language, God calls things light be. Light was. Romans 4, 17 says, as it is written, I have made you, talking to Abraham, a father of many nations. This was before he had even Ishmael. Before him whom he believed, even God, who gives life or quickens the dead, and does what? Calls those things which be not as though they were. He calls things that are not as though they were. Remember, everything is upheld by the same frequency. And when you get on God's frequency, everything you need is right here. It's being upheld by the word of God. And when you speak into that on that frequency, guess what? You'll have what you say. Say this again, if we can find the exact frequency or tone of the sound that God made, the language, we can recreate and remake things to their original state again. The sound can only be made by God himself and anyone who is made from the same material.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.